Another beautiful day on the canal. No better place for an otter like me to relax. Oh, hiya, duck. All right, swan. How's it going, Aaron? So peaceful. So quiet. So... What's that horrible sound? You're ruining all the peace and quiet, whoever you are. Looks like a new captain. But I don't think that lad knows how to drive a barge at all. I'm calling for help.
Across the many majestic, wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands, to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Come on, gang, we're nearly there now.
I'm so excited to go on a barge, Ranger Ray. It'll be my first time.
I thought it would be a nice way to document some of the animals that live on our waterways. Come on, Beaver, Wildcat. You don't want to get left behind.
As if I, Super Beaver, could get left behind by a barge. I could swim faster than a barge in my sleep.
Yes, so could I. Do we have to get the barge, Ranger Ray? Could we just walk along the canal?
You're just afraid of getting wet, aren't you, Wildcat?
Absolutely not. I fear nothing, for I am Wildcat, the bravest of the wildlifers. What was that?
Relax, Wildcat. I just threw a stone in the water.
Bravest of the wildlifers indeed.
Here's our barge, everybody.
It's so big. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Let's go unload our things underneath, shall we? The captain should be along any minute now.
What sort of animals might we see on the canal, Ranger Ray?
Ah, that must be the captain now. Lots of different animals live along the canal, Roxy. Otters, ducks and swans and coots.
What's a coot?
They're a type of water bird. Black body feathers with a white head and beak.
Oh, I know those.
Kingfishers, herons, maybe even some crayfish.
Crayfish?
They belong to the crustacean family. They almost look like mini lobsters.
Is the barge supposed to sound like that?
I don't think so. I'll check with the captain. Is everything okay up there?
Yeah, everything's fine. Just fine.
I recognise that voice.
Are you sure it's fine?
Yep, fine, just fine. Finally, I have it going now.
Did you hear that Ranger Ray?
I did. Someone needs our help, and it sounds like they're very close by. Come on.
It's coming from that otter in the canal. What's the matter, otter?
There's a problem with your captain.
What?
I said there's a problem with your captain.
I think they said there's a problem with our captain.
No problem with me, that's for sure. I'm your captain, Expedition Eddie.
Expedition Eddie?
Ranger Ray, Roxy, what are you doing here?
We're doing ranger business. So that's what Otter was trying to warn us about.
No wonder the boat wouldn't start. Since when are you a barge, Captain Eddie? We've had to rescue you so many times already. Will we have to do it again?
I've only been a captain since last week. This is my first voyage. I hope it goes well.
So do we.
I'm the best barge captain there is. Watch this. Full speed ahead!
Eddie, don't.
Woo! Isn't this amazing? We're going top speed.
Top speed on a barge isn't all that speedy, is it?
And if I want to slow down, all I have to do is slam on the brakes.
I don't think a barge has brakes, Eddie.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh?
Well, if it doesn't have brakes, how do I stop it?
I thought that's something a captain would know.
So we're stuck going at this very slow top speed?
Yes.
Eddie!
How will we stop the barge before we very slowly crash into something?
I'm not sure, but we better tell the other wildlifers the situation. They might have some ideas. The most important thing to remember is there's no need to panic.
We're doomed! Doomed!
Calm down, Wildcat. We're not doomed. We just need to help the captain find a way to stop the barge.
Captain?
Oi, I'm your captain, Expedition Eddie.
Doomed, I tells ya!
Don't worry about Wildcat. They just hate getting their fur wet. Super Beaver the Wildlifer here, ready to help any way I can.
And how exactly are you going to help stop a barge?
Simple. I gnaw a hole in the bottom of the barge. It sinks to the bottom of the canal. We all hold our breath underwater for 15 minutes until help arrives and... Oh, you can't hold your breath for 15 minutes, can you?
No!
Foiled by my own superpowers once again.
How did you even get this job, Eddie?
I may have told him I had captained the barge before, but it just seemed like such a great way to spend time in nature. You know I love spending time in nature.
Yes, but you're not supposed to disturb nature while you're spending time in nature.
Hello? Anybody there?
That sounds like the otter who called for help. Yes, we're here. Are you the otter who ahooed?
Yeah, that was my ahoo. I thought the captain looked like he might be in trouble, so I thought, who better to help than the wildlifers? I didn't realise you were already on the boat.
Maybe we should ahoo for help now.
What's the point? We'd only be ahooing ourselves.
Maybe someone else will hear the ahoo.
But nobody else even knows that ahoo means help, so we'd just be ahooing to nobody.
Could everybody please stop saying ahoo for a few minutes? I'm trying to think of a plan.
That's my pal Ducky. He might have an idea. Hello, Ducky.
Hello, Otter. Could you get this barge to slow down? It's hard to keep up.
It can't slow down. That's the problem.
It doesn't look hard for you to keep up. Looks like you're swimming along very relaxed.
Oh, believe you me. I might look calm on the surface, but underneath, my legs are kicking like crazy.
Any ideas on how to stop the barge?
Have you tried the brakes?
Doesn't have any. What's that swan honking on about now?
Swan says, why not throw a rope in the canal, see if it catches onto anything solid?
That might work, Ranger Ray.
Maybe. Eddie, do you have any rope?
Of course. I'd hardly make a good captain if I didn't have rope.
Good captains are usually able to stop the barge too.
I'm learning on the job. Here's some rope, Ranger Ray.
Thanks. All right, let's see if it catches anything. One, two, three.
It looks like it's caught something already.
Let's see if it's anything solid.
Ah, just a shopping trolley. I'm sick of the sight of those things in our lovely canals.
I'll throw the rope in again.
Why do people throw trolleys in canals, Ranger Ray?
I think it's just mindless vandalism, Roxy. The same as when people throw bikes in canals. Oh, seem to have caught something again. Let's see what it is this time.
It's a bike this time.
I wish someone would clean up all the bikes and trolleys in our waterways.
It's a big job. In Amsterdam, they pull up to 15,000 bikes out of the canal every year.
15,000 bicycles every year?
What was that sound?
That's a kingfisher bird. There are loads of kingfishers around our canals and waterways.
Look at those beautiful bright blue and green feathers. Such beautiful colours.
Yes, such beautiful, delicious, tasty colours.
Not now, Wildcat. And here comes a heron, a majestic bird who lives around waterways like these.
It's so big. I don't think that looks quite as delicious as the nice little kingfisher. I'll leave the kingfisher alone too.
Look over this side of the barge, a family of coots.
Oh, they look like ducks, with lovely white heads and beaks.
You find coots all over these waterways too.
They're so cute.
I love living on the canal.
So many amazing animals around the place. So peaceful. So relaxing.
Bad news, everybody. There appears to be smoke coming from the engine.
So, Expedition Eddie, what you're telling us is you can't stop the barge and now the engine's on fire.
That's the long and the short of it, yeah.
I have an idea, Ranger Ray. Let's call Luca. He might have a gadget that can help us.
Great idea, Roxy. Hopefully he can get over here nice and quick.
Hi, everybody.
Hi Luca.
Sorry for barging in like this.
Opening with a great joke. That's a strong entrance, Luca.
Thanks, Beaver. So, what seems to be the problem?
Our captain can't stop the barge, and now the engine is on fire.
Right. Those are some pretty big problems.
We thought you might have an invention or a gadget that could help save the day.
Let me see what I have in my bag. Here's a kettle that complains about being too hot when you boil it.
Oh, please turn me off, would you? It's blooming roasting in here.
And here's an electric fork.
Ooh, let me try.
An electric fork? How does that work?
It doesn't really. It just hurts.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Here's a megaphone that makes your voice quieter.
Hey, this one works really well.
Here's a calculator that always gets the sum wrong.
2 + 2 = February. I guess it works.
That's all the gadgets I have today. Oh, there is one more, but it's just a tree detector.
Thanks, Luca. It was worth a try.
What was that last one?
A tree detector. It gives you a readout of all the trees in the area. What type of tree, the size, the location, trees that need to be cut down.
Let me see that. Can it tell if there are any trees that need to be cut down by the canal?
Yep. In fact, it says there's one right up ahead.
Aha! I know how to save the day. There's a tree up ahead that's going to be chopped down soon, so I'm going to swim ahead and gnaw it down so it stops our barge.
That's a brilliant idea, Beaver.
But will that really work? No beaver could gnaw through a whole tree that fast.
No beaver except me, Super Beaver. According to the tree detector, it's right around this corner. Super Beaver, away! Ah, Super Beaver saves the day again. All I have to do is find the right tree. And there it is. Right. Time to get gnawing. Oh, here comes the barge. Better hurry. Almost there. Almost there. And timber!
Looks like Beaver's nearly done.
Timber!
Beaver did it!
Yay!
And all those twigs and branches should mean we get a nice, soft landing.
As your captain, I am pleased to announce the barge has been stopped.
Now, promise you won't captain a barge again until you've had loads and loads of training.
I promise.
I'm back!
Great job, Beaver. You saved us.
Yes, well done, Beaver. That was some great wildlifer action.
I'm so honoured to see the real Super Beaver in action. I can't wait to tell all the other otters.
Let's not forget how Luca helped, too.
Oh, yeah. Hooray.
Woo! Woo!
Hey. We would have been in big trouble without your gadgets over the last few weeks, Luca. That's why I'm making you our official Wildlifer Tech Whiz.
Wow, really?
Really, Luca. You've dug us out of a lot of holes with your amazing inventions.
And there's plenty more where they came from.
Another job well done by all. And the most important thing is, I didn't get wet.
Wildcat, what's that behind you?
Come on, Beaver. As if I'm falling for that one.
No, really. There's something crawling right at you.
What? Really? Where? Oh, it's a lobster. I'm under attack by a lobster.
I guess Wildcat got wet after all.
Are you okay, Wildcat?
Where did that lobster come from? I didn't know we had lobsters in our canals.
It's not a lobster, it's a crayfish. They're like mini lobsters, remember?
No! Someone get me out of the water, quick!
Sounds like you might need help. What do we say when someone needs help?
All together now.
Ow-woo!
Come on. Let's get Wildcat out so we're ready for our next adventure.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlife.